Aircheckdownloads.com.
If you've been up for most of the night because there's just been so much sport to keep your eye on in Rio, I'll dedicate that one to you. That's Night Fever, and the Bee Gees. Will have much more from Rio throughout the course of the show. Another one of your earworms, those catchy tunes that you just can't get out of your head. And news of a bus journey with a difference that could be coming to the streets of Devon. All coming up here on The Early Show with James Vickery on BBC Radio Devon. 5:10, BBC Radio Devon. It's James in for Gordon this morning. And maybe you're looking for love, I don't know. A singles-only bus could be about to arrive in Plymouth as part of a new bizarre approach to speed dating. A dating website has announced plans for a singles-only bus service this week to help those looking for love speed date while they're on their way to or from work. If the bus proves a hit, it's currently in London, the service will be rolled out to other cities across the UK. Plymouth is a possible destination, everyone. The new plans come just days after research suggested that more than half of us feel awkward when confronted with couples kissing on public transport. Nearly 4 in 10 of us said couples snuggling on each other's laps... that made them cringe. And just under a third said kissing and cuddling on public transport made them feel awkward. So we've heard of the old Route Master buses in London, haven't we? We might have a Date Master or two in Plymouth to come. Let's just hope the driver or the passengers don't get done for speeding. Good morning to Anne in Exeter, who's emailed saying, "Morning, James. I've been enjoying the show this week. I've been listening while getting ready for work. Usually have an early start as I'm in on the early shift at my local supermarket." Yeah, early bird catches worm, best time of day and all of that. I totally agree with that, Anne. Sometimes, though, it takes a little while to get going. Some mornings are just that little bit more sluggish than others. Don't you agree? "I thought I'd suggest a song," says Anne, "for your earworm slot this week. If you've missed this, I've been talking about those catchy tracks that you just can't get out of your head once you've heard them." Anne says, "I seem to remember it being played a lot when I used to go to the local clubs and discos in the early 1990s. Whenever I hear it now, it takes me back to when I was young and carefree. And I just know if you play it on the show, I'll have it going around in my head for the rest of the day." Anne, it's a great suggestion. It's Shanice, and I love your smile. Great suggestion, Anne. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. You remember that from the early 1990s as your earworm. Well, late 1991, released in October 1991, but I guess really starting to do the charts over here in the UK during the early part of 1992. And if you love your music from the early 1990s and the 80s, here's your man.
This weekend on Richard Green's Retro Show, it's a Dire Straits special. That's all on Richard Green's Retro Show, Saturday at 1 on BBC Radio Devon.
Cheers, Richard. Brilliant programme, and the warm-up to sport as well. Just fabulous on a Saturday, the lineup we have for you. Today, from 4 o'clock, it's the Oakhampton Show all day, not just from 4 o'clock, but from 4, we will be there. The Devon one-day show season's in full swing. Oakhampton takes the turn of showing off the best of West Devon's livestock, the produce, the farm equipment, and much, much more as well. Rick Edwards and Pippa Quelch will be there for their show today, bring you all the fun and excitement, and probably the tastes and the smells as well, from 4 o'clock this afternoon. Erasure on BBC Radio Devon. It's 5:30. The latest news headlines now from Alison Johns.
Good morning.
BBC Radio Devon.
James Vickery.
Aircheckdownloads.com.